USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. There is still no relief in sight in the desert southwest. And now the National Weather Service says a massive heat dome is moving eastward.
Forecasters say the heat will expand across the central part of the country during this final week of July, putting millions more into dangerously hot conditions. Forecasters don't expect it to lead to widespread record highs in the nation's midsection, though many places could swelter through what they say will be a prolonged stretch of the highest period of heat and humidity so far this summer. In several cities, that'll include Denver, Minneapolis, Chicago, and St. Louis. I'm Scott Carr.
The heat is putting more people in the emergency room to be treated for burns.
Hospitals in Arizona and Nevada have seen an alarming increase in patients affected by first, second, and third degree contact burns due to the prevailing extreme heat conditions. Dr. Robert Martinez of St. Rose Siena Hospital in Las Vegas telling 8 News Now.
If you go to the pool and you step on the cement, probably 140 degrees.
Some of the incidents have resulted in fatalities, underscoring the severity of the situation.
Going into August, it's going to be an uptick in all these heat-related illnesses.
Recent temperature records have shown triple-digit readings in these regions with no end in sight. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
The first Atlantic hurricane of the season formed late yesterday afternoon, hundreds of miles southeast of Newfoundland. But by this morning, Hurricane Dawn had weakened back to a tropical storm. Forecasters say the storm is heading back out toward the North Atlantic and is no threat to land. Elon Musk says he's getting rid of Twitter's bird logo in a pair of tweets this morning. He said, quote, "Soon we shall bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds." He said in a second tweet that a new logo could go live worldwide tomorrow and posted an image of a flickering X. Twitter changed its business name to X Corp after Musk bought the company in October. This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job. Whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless face. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Police in Florida are investigating after three suitcases containing human remains were pulled from the ocean late Friday afternoon in Delray Beach. Investigators say the remains are of a woman who is yet to be identified. A man opens fire at an Oregon hospital, killing an employee.
A security guard was fatally shot Saturday at the Legacy Good Samaritan Hospital in Portland. The manhunt for the suspect lasted several hours until officers spotted his vehicle.
Shots were fired by the police, and the suspect is deceased.
Sergeant Kevin Allen said detectives have more investigative work to do at the hospital.
There has been a tremendous amount of coordination between our agency, Portland Police, and the hospital staff to try to make this as low impact as possible for the patient.
The hospital had a lockdown lifted late in the afternoon. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in a hospital near Tel Aviv recovering from surgery.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu having a pacemaker put in. Netanyahu, who is 73 years old, sharing the news in a video message on his Twitter account. He says, "I feel great, but I listen to my doctors."
Laura Winters reports that 73-year-old Netanyahu is expected to stay in the hospital at least until Monday. A new poll shows voters are not overly enthusiastic about the prospect of a 2024 matchup between President Biden and former President Trump. In fact, less than half of those surveyed by Yahoo News and YouGov said they favored either candidate. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.